our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we're pretty cool.
What? I don't understand.
That means that we're awesome.
Oh, thank you for the clarification.
Right. So we got this mango orange juice.
It's pretty amazing. It's sure you can get it too.
Yeah, it's like, what is it called?
It's the Simply Orange.
Simply Orange, but it's like they just took like a mango and threw it in a blender and then dumped it in the orange juice.
I think that's probably what they did. Because like, yeah. How do you juice a mango?
Yeah, because it's all juice.
Right, it's all just kind of shoved like smooth, in there.
It's like a smoothie. So,
yeah, it is. So.
In like an outer
shell.
It's
so good. Yeah, it makes like a real smooth orange juice. The Simply Orange Company is like the best juice you can get.
I know you wouldn't shut up about the apple juice.
It's so good. It's like apple cider, only it's juice.
I really like their pink lemonade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care about that.
Is it Simply Pink?
Is it? Is that what it says?
Is it all natural pink?
Pink? Probably not. Mm-hmm. Is it? How do they get the natural pink?
I don't know.
I think we did this in a podcast.
I know we did, but we didn't bring up the Simply Pink lemonade.
They're running.
It's 99.9%. They're running on the cusp.
They are. So I'm only drinking orange juice or juice that doesn't come from concentrate.
Yeah, you watched some kind of documentary.
I watched a documentary called Forks Over Knives.
I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it.
Does it talk about corn syrup in it?
It doesn't, actually. Oh. Well, not explicitly, but it basically talks about like the fact that a lot of people just eat dairy and meat and stuff, and that it doesn't actually do that much for you. Like, the biggest misconception, I guess, dietarily, is that
was it made by vegetarians?
I have no idea who it was made by. I didn't actually look. I think it was made by a normal guy who went on the diet and, like, his...
But I like to eat cows and pigs.
Right.
You know what it does for me? It makes me like to eat them. That's what it does.
So, anyway, I guess, like, the biggest misconception in the diet is that you need a bunch of protein, like just a ton of protein, and I guess you don't, or something? I don't know. I didn't really get that
part. Poop it all out,
they,
right?
They gave a bunch of science that kind of made sense, but...
Some biology.
Yeah, I didn't... But I don't know, so basically it was saying, like, you're better off eating a lot of vegetables, eating a lot of whole foods that haven't been processed.
Like bread with chunks in it?
No, actually, because the bread with even the bread with chunks in it, like that's what I'm gonna eat because fuck, like it's too expensive to go.
You're
legit,
gonna make your own bread, like buy wheat and grind it up yourself.
Well, right, that's the thing. Like when you bleach foods, they lose most of their nutrients. So like when they bleach rice, white rice is shitty for you. Brown rice is really good for you.
Oh, how come we don't eat brown rice?
Because I was forgetting we don't have any. If we had some, I would.
And it takes longer to cook.
It does take longer to cook. Mostly because they usually don't make instant brown rice.
It tastes better, too. Brown rice tastes better.
It does. It's all hearty and stuff. I think that's the weird thing. Is like when you start to eat foods that are inherently better for you, you get full faster. Because like they're supposed to do that.
Well, we made like really good spaghetti sauce tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like a couple cans of whatever in there. But...
Right.
Well, it was
eaten so much. Yeah, it was like tomatoes, peppers, onions,
mushrooms.
Well,
there's still a bunch left, too.
Yeah, and I will eat more.
Yeah, it was just all vegetables and then like some tomato sauce and chopped diced tomatoes.
Yeah, I made a thing last night with eggplant, which you didn't really like, but it was filling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was not hungry after I ate it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't
hate the ragu or whatever it's called on top. It's just that the quinoa cake was a little bit weird.
I guess, I mean, if it's not a texture you're expecting, or if it's just not...
It was like eating a bar of sand.
Oh, I thought it was really good.
If you like eating a bar of sand, you
no,
were
I didn't
to.
Think it was anything like that. I've never eaten a bar of sand.
It was just little pellets all bunched together. It's like sandstone.
So it's much finer than quinoa. Also, it's not food. Quinoa is, in fact, food.
Bite a rock.
But quinoa is another one that's, like, it's pretty good for you. It's like a superfood or something. I don't know why it's good for you. Well, I guess you do need protein in your diet, but you can get all the protein you need from, like vegetables and stuff. And... yeah. Like, all sorts of vegetables. And they covered milk, too. Mm-hmm. We don't actually need dairy at all. I guess it was some big campaign by, like, dairy farmers back in, like, the 50s or something that you have to drink a glass of milk every day. And clearly it's worked for them. Mm-hmm. But you don't actually need milk. And they did a correlation. And I'm not sure...
So where do you get your... Oh, you get vitamin D from the sun?
Yeah. And they did a correlation that countries with higher calcium intake have higher rates of osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to remember when they do that sort of stuff, correlation does not equal causation.
Right.
Just because they correlate doesn't mean that, you know, the higher calcium caused osteoporosis.
Right.
But they also, the thing I thought was really cool was they tracked the diets of China. Because as they get industrialized, they're sort of picking up. They're getting worse,
too. They get to eat McDonald's.
Right. So, like, the mortality rate of some kind of cancer, it's like thyroid cancer or something, in this one town or province or something, had risen, like, 200% in, like, a decade. Mm. Like, that's higher than anywhere else in the world. It's real weird.
Did I ever tell you about the pea eggs?
Yes, you told me about the pea eggs. You're not supposed to have to eat eggs either. And that's the thing, if you don't eat meat, is like you don't get all that much cholesterol. Your cholesterol goes way down.
Well, vegans are better than other people.
And they did like this real diagram thing that where like they're like, you do damage to your veins and stuff, but if you eat stuff that makes it better, then you can fix it. Mm-hmm. I was like, cool, which I think you probably can. I'm not vegan, I'm not vegetarian, but I'm gonna...
You're thinking about it.
No, I'm going to eat less meat, because I know it's better for me to eat less meat. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and eat stuff that's good for me,
but
so that
you,
I can live longer.
But if you go vegan, you get special powers. You get psychic powers.
No, but seriously, like, I don't want to be, like, all elitist about it or anything, but I do want to be healthy, so... And I figure, like, I think it was my mom got mad at me. I'm not really mad, but just kind of confused-ish when I was home, I don't know, last year or something. And I told her that I was trying to, like, eat healthier or whatever. Because at that point, I've changed my diet over the years for quite a bit. But I told her that, and she's like, why? You're skinny. I'm like, yeah, how the fuck do you think I'm going to stay this way? Like, I'm not going to stay this way by eating whatever the hell I want. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay this way by eating healthy. So, that's all. I'd like to make you healthy too, honey.
I'm healthy.
You're not healthy.
I'm healthy.
You're not healthy at all.
I can lift things.
You have high blood pressure.
I can lift
you're
things.
You're overweight. You probably have pre-diabetes.
I can lift things over my
that
head.
That doesn't mean you're healthy. That means you have a couple muscles sitting around.
Feel my muscles.
Yeah, I felt your muscles. That's nice. No, but seriously, like I want you to be healthy. Cause
I know.
You live longer.
Well, that's why I'm eating what you eat, because that's how it works.
Right. And you don't want to be healthier?
What? Well, I'll eat what you eat, as long as it tastes good.
You don't care at all.
If you want me to be healthier...
You realize that being healthy means you live longer, right?
Right. But I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. What? I don't know how cool it's going to be in the future. What if we're, like, enslaved by robots?
Why would you assume the future's going to be shit? Why wouldn't you assume that the future's going to be fucking awesome and something you want to live for? Oh, come on!
Well, I don't know. We'll see when I get there. If we have robot overlords, then...
Well, fine. You know what? If we have robot overlords, we can just eat fast food every day. But right now,
we can eat dirt, because that's all they'll give it to us.
I don't think it's
they're
work.
Like, humans eat dirt. It's funny.
What benefit would they get from us eating dirt?
I don't know, because it's
just
funny.
Just less dirt.
Because they don't... What are they going to do? No, like in The Matrix, they made the people, like, they put them in the pods, and then they just fed them the dead people.
Did they?
Yeah. They liquefied the people and then, like, fed them through tubes.
Oh, that sounds like real bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it sounds like
I don't
want to
be alive.
No, I don't care. It just sounds like a bad for you thing. Mm. It probably wouldn't be good to people.
Why?
Well, all the parts, at least. The meat's fine, but I can't imagine eating, like, brains and stuff.
Well, they just grind it up. You don't...
I'm just saying it's probably not good
They just inject it into you. And
cholesterol levels are just going to skyrocket, because everyone's suggesting everyone else's cholesterol.
Yeah. Well, I think that, the robots are smart. They'll sort it out.
They'll just give you the good stuff. They'll clean you up first.
Yeah, they give you the good stuff. Because they use you as batteries.
Is that what it was?
Did you ever watch The Matrix?
Yeah, when I was like 12. I didn't understand it.
Oh, that was an awesome movie. The first one was good.
Yeah, I didn't understand it really at the time. Yeah.
No, I thought it was
No, there was only one Matrix movie.
Well, that's the whole nerd philosophy.
Yeah, there's just one.
If they make a movie and there's shitty sequels, just pretend like they don't exist.
Yeah, just like there was only seven seasons of The X-Files.
Right, and there was only two original Batman movies because the other two
were awful. Seen them.
Well, the third one was like Jim Carrey as the Riddler, and it was just awful.
I saw the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right. It's the only one I've seen bunch of. Well, because it's on TV, TBS, every day.
No, but I mean, the first one was awesome with Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Mm-hmm. The second one had Danny DeVito as the Penguin and Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was Catwoman. And it was, Michael Keaton was Batman, and he was badass.
Yeah, I don't think I've probably even seen that.
Yeah. You've never seen, the Jack Nicholson one? With the Joker, with soundtrack by Prince.
I've seen part of it, but I definitely haven't seen the whole thing.
But that was Danny Elfman did the music for it, and then Tim Burton directed it because those the guys like to work together.
Right.
But I thought it was really good. The first two Batman movies. Kevin Smith talks a lot about the first Batman movie.
I know, and I've never seen it. I'm always just really lost by it. Yeah, the movie's as old as me. Mm-hmm. So
it was really good.
I tend not to see movies that were made when I was born unless someone points them out.
But then they did the third one had Jim Carrey and I think it was Tommy Lee Jones.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It was so bad. It was really bad. Even when I was 14, it was awful.
You're like, why did I do this?
When I was 14, it was awful, and I'm like, no. And then they made the fourth one, and then that was it. And then they did The Matrix, and then they had the two sequels, which sucked real bad.
Yeah. Well, what's the premise of the sequels then?
After the first one, it's like Neo's like, I'm the one and I'm gonna save the world.
And then you do that in the first one?
Well, it was like the precursor to it. They could have left it alone and not made sequels.
You mean like every movie ever made now that they're making sequels to? Right. Every single movie on the market gets a sequel.
Well, Clerks got a sequel.
Yep, how many years later?
Yeah, and it wasn't very good.
I liked it.
I know
you just
did.
Didn't like the horse fucking or pony fucking.
Yeah, the donkey scene was a bit much. I mean, the rest of it was fun.
The rest of it was good, but the I agree, the donkey scene probably could have...
They pushed it over the edge, and I was just like, I don't...
I still liked it, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was okay.
It was the first Kevin Smith movie I'd seen besides Jersey Girl, though, so...
I still like Mallrats, and Dog. Dog was my favorite.
I'm not a big fan of Mallrats, and I haven't seen Dog all the way through yet. Remember that one time I watched it with you, and then I fell asleep?
Well, you really liked Red State a lot.
It was 4 in the morning. Yeah, I did like Red State a lot.
I thought it was... I mean, it's probably his, best made movie. It's more well-made than any of his other movies.
Hands down. That's not even the question.
Right, it's just... But, I don't know. It was kind of... It was basically exactly what I expected.
I don't see the problem with that.
Yeah.
I think... It probably wouldn't have been exactly what you'd expected if you hadn't been following his every move for the last year he was making it, know?
Yeah. I guess there was some stuff that I wasn't expecting.
If you hadn't known so much about it, you probably would have been
It was a little different than I expected. Okay. How about that? We'll go with that.
Right.
But
your expectations were probably pretty full already, because you knew what it was about, you knew who was in it, knew who played who, you knew what was going to happen.
I mean, there was some, creepy parts in it, with the... I shouldn't spoil it, should I?
Well,
not a lot of people have seen it. But the shrink wrap was
creepy. Yes, it was. I can't even imagine that. It was such a good idea, though. That's the worst part.
I remember listening to the podcast, too, and he was talking about how the budget, he wanted to get a goat mask or something to put on him, and then they couldn't fit it in the budget.
Saran wrap.
Yeah, and he's like, then they thought of something else. And he's like, yeah, they thought of something else, and it was even creepier, so that worked out.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was cheap, so.
Yeah, that would be real cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much of the budget they've made back. Because they charge an arm and a leg
I think it would go on a tour again.
Yeah, it's on tour right now. Mm-hmm.
But, Kevin Smith is the reason why we started doing a podcast.
That's true.
The reason why we've heard of podcasts in the first place.
That's true. Well, the worst part was I'd only listened to a few Smodcasts before I went to the live Smodcast. Because I didn't listen to Smodcast. I just, for some reason, I followed Kevin Smith on Twitter.
Mm.
I still don't even quite know why.
It from Twitter.
So, yeah, I got it from Twitter. I'm not sure.
I just started Twitter right before I went there.
I know you did, because that's why you made me...
I made you follow me.
You made me follow me. And I still back when I still remembered how to follow someone on my phone. I have no idea how to do that anymore. I can just send tweets, and I tweet way too much.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I...
You just talk about
it's just,
school,
well, it's things I like to say that I would say to someone, but there's no one around, so I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, so one of my classmates made a real good joke today. I wasn't there for it, but my professor told me about it, and then tweeted about it. So we're talking about how light escapes from the sun. This is astrophysics. We're talking about how light escapes from the sun. And all in all, it kind of doesn't. The light that's made really down in the interior of the sun, it gets scattered around and bounced back so that it never really makes it out of the sun. And the light that you see when you see the sun in the sky is made just at the layers really close to the surface.
Okay.
So she was kind of struggling to understand it, and from what I heard, what happened was she finally had an aha moment and said, what happens in the sun stays in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Because it actually doesn't leave.
Right, like the Vegas thing.
But it was funny. Yeah, usually I don't like the what happens in stays in things, but that one was just completely appropriate.
Right.
Because it literally actually does.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I thought it was clever. Oh, the sun. Yeah, I learned how to tell, like, I have an equation now for how much light in a certain level of the sun is coming from the stuff below, and how much is coming from, like, the real close areas around that part.
I learned something about, like, the sun.
Did you? What did you learn? You're just like, what's that word? Oh, God, what's that word?
I learned about sun dogs.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I like sun dogs.
And moon dogs, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I forget there's a word for, like, something.
Did you know there's more rainbows in the sky than just sun dogs when sun dogs happen?
There's more rainbows when there's sun dogs?
Yeah, so, well, there's more potential for rainbows in other parts of the sky than just right next to the sun, which is where sun dogs happen.
Do the listeners know what sun dogs are?
Okay, sun dogs. Do you want to explain it?
It's like when you look at the sun, it usually happens when it's closer to the horizon, from what
I
learned.
And in the winter,
because it's the ice crystals that do it. But then basically there's like two like really bright spots, like in a halo around the sun on either side of it. And it's like three suns at once, almost. Mm-hmm. It looks really cool.
Yep, and then there's rainbows.
It's like puppies.
There's rainbows, too. So there's rainbows all the way around, and then sometimes if you look like up and behind you a little bit, there will be a rainbow. There will be some along the horizons. It was really cool. One of my professors, Dr. Craig, he did an analysis of this for what we have. It's called Physics Seminar. It's just like a class that everyone goes and listens to a speaker talk on Friday afternoons. I never go because I'm busy doing homework. But so he had noticed this rainbow in the sky and was like, oh, am I the first person to ever think of this? And of course he wasn't. So he did a lot of research for a long time and did some equations and stuff just to try and figure out how these rainbows were happening. And it turns out that generally the difference in like placement is a difference in like the shape of the crystal, of the ice crystal in the air. So if there's a whole bunch of like rod-shaped ones, it'll make a certain rainbow in a certain place. And if there's a whole bunch of like disc-shaped ones,
based on like how the sun's rays reflect on everything. And
well, no, it's ice crystals in the air,
right?
So it's like when it's really cold, yeah,
it refracts.
It's like so you get like a bar, and it's like if the light goes in through the top and comes out the bottom, it's this, and if it goes in through the top and bounces twice and comes out the side, then it makes this, which is really cool.
There's a lot of science happening.
It's crazy how hard
I'm trying to remember the word for, like, because I was looking at moondogs.
Yeah.
And there's a word for it. Here, check
there's a word for moondogs?
Check the Wikipedia,
okay, check
and I thought it was a really cool word.
There's a word. It's probably lunar something or other. I don't think I've ever seen moondogs. Paraselene. All right.
Paraselene.
Let's see if there's a dictionary website that'll say how to
paraselene.
How do I pronounce this? Paraselene.
Paraselene? That's awesome.
I guess.
Paraselene, folks. You heard it here. Look at the pictures.
Or paraselene, because then it's paraselenic.
Paraselenic.
For a luminous spot on a lunar halo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Moondogs.
Sure.
It's when it's winter and it's
sun
like
dogs
ice crystals.
Are awesome.
And those are called helioselene or something. or yeah, parhelion.
Look at sundogs.
Parhelion.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. That one's taken in Fargo, the top one on there, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's a really cool picture of it. Yeah, just look up sundogs on Wikipedia.
Yeah, they're real awesome.
It's pretty sweet. It's just a cool thing.
I wonder... circumhorizontal arc?
Oh, circumhorizontal arc.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
Oh,
so
like
this
an upside down
is,
rainbow.
Yep, this is formed by plate-shaped ice crystals.
Oh.
So there's that one.
Rainbowed.
And then there's infralateral arc.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
It's real rare, and then they come like... You have to be in like a certain part of
so
the
how
world,
does, how does
too.
A, how does a double rainbow work? How do you do that?
You know, I'm honestly... I don't think I even really understand how rainbows work.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
I mean, I know that it's...
Oh, that's
bouncing
awesome.
And stuff, but I don't know.
That's like an awesome rainbow.
Oh,
right
okay.
There.
The second rainbow is just light reflects twice. Okay. It's like the water droplets.
But look at the fucking rainbow.
Yeah, I know.
Look up rainbow on Wikipedia. There's some center. And they're
it's
like, look at the rainbow.
It's such a cool picture. I wonder,
you gotta go get the gold over there.
I wonder if they got a real big one. Ooh, the full size image is huge. Sup, new background.
Whoa, that's a big rainbow. How do I set it as the background?
There we go. Preview. Oh, I don't want it centered.
Stretched.
Hey. Yeah, it's gonna look a little awkward.
No matter. It looks cool. What's up, desktop? What's up,
oh
background?
God, I got too many things to
hey!
Oh, look at that.
That's cool.
Oh, that's so awesome. I have the best background.
That's
okay.
Very nice.
They replaced the doctor. The doctor had been up there a while though.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I needed
well,
something
oh,
new.
The doctor. We had a really
oh,
good
hell yeah, we had another Doctor Who. Probably the first one of this series that I actually actively liked. Because I thought it was really good.
It was. It was very, very good. It was kind of sad.
Well, of course it was sad. It was sad. It was
it
really
was
sad.
I felt bad for everybody. I
but
felt
it
bad
was
for
really,
the Minotaur.
It was finally, it was well written. It was intriguing.
I mean, it was the horror story. It was a horror story. It was like The Shining.
Yeah, it was actually scary a little.
It was like, it was almost what that one 2 weeks ago tried to be.
Yeah.
Only except failed miserably.
Better. Yeah, so I don't want to spoil it in case a lot of people probably haven't seen it yet, but I want to know what was in the doctor's room.
I think it was him.
Yeah, I think so too. And I want to know what was in Amy's room. Oh, no, wait. Amy's room was... Never mind. I remember that. They showed that, but... And right. Rory didn't have a room.
Yeah, because he was just like, he's not afraid of anything.
But, well, no, because the doctor... What does the doctor believe in? He believes in himself? Was that it? Because remember, you have to have, like,
doctor
faith
have
and shit. I don't know. But anyway, I want to know what was in the doctor's room. That's all I'm going to say. God, it's so much better than Torchwood. Torchwood is shit.
Torchwood.
I'm glad we don't have to talk about Torchwood anymore.
We can still talk
show.
About how shitty it is.
It was a shitty show with a shitty beginning and a shitty ending. And a shitty ending that is going to lead to another episode / series of a shitty show that I don't want to see anymore.
I don't think they'll do it again.
I hope not. They can't have gotten enough
revenue
from it.
But what if Rex Manning is the face of
Bo? I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, none of that Torchwood series was canon. As far as I'm concerned,
it doesn't count. That doesn't count.
No.
I still want to get a Torchwood novel.
Yeah, do you?
There's probably some good ones.
Well, I don't know. How do you tell which ones are good? Because I can't imagine the Amazon reviews are all that helpful, because they're probably all just fanboys being like, oh my god, it's so awesome, Torchwood!
Well, no, but I mean, fanboys are the most critical about just the stuff, too. You have to remember that.
That's true.
Anyone who's a fan of a show loves it so much that they're going to be very critical of it.
That's
and let you know
true.
If it sucks or not. Like, I love the show. This episode sucked. That's just the
Torchwood?
Way it goes.
Torchwood? No, I don't want Torchwood Miracle Day in books. I want Torchwood in books. You retarded. Torchwood Firstborn?
Oh, it's about the baby.
It's a pre-order. Oh, fuck that. Long Time Dead.
Is that Rex Manning on the cover?
I don't know. We'll sort by average customer review.
Oh, I want to get that really bad, the top one.
Oh, the...
Because it's
only
like
$17.
Yeah, it's like a really big. It's like a big book that has like all the monsters,
all the Doctor Who's,
all the Doctor Who stuff.
John Barrowman's autobiography.
Oh boy!
He's too early in his career to write an autobiography.
He's like, hey, I wrote a book. Look
almost
at my face.
Perfect. He's got the best reviews. So that's
what's it about?
Funny.
Let's read the.
Okay.
The synopsis.
Should I get rid of Long Time
Not
here?
Not even released.
Oh fuck that! Okay. Torchwood almost perfect. 10/19. It's out of stock, but oh well. Oh, I could get free shipping.
Oh boy.
The ninth novel in the best-selling Torchwood range from BBC Books. Emma is 30, single, and frankly desperate. She woke up this morning with nothing to look forward to but another evening of unsuccessful speed dating. But now she has a new weapon in her quest for Mr. Wright, and it's almost made her perfect. Yanto Jones woke up this morning with no memory of last night. He went to work, where he caused amusement, suspicion, and a little bit of jealousy, because Yanto Jones woke up this morning in the body of a woman, and he's looking just about perfect. And Jack Harkness has always had his doubts about perfection.
What? That's so weird.
I don't know, it sounds awesome. It's like
and
Freaky Friday.
Yanto.
It's like Tortured Freaky Friday and Yanto. I miss Yanto. This book, to put it bluntly, is gayer than Christmas. I found this delightful, but of course, but lesser fans of the not-so-horrible fangirl varieties myself might find themselves dizzy after being repeatedly bludgeoned by James Goss' not-so-secret gay agenda. Pro tip, when the terrible alien plot involves marching in the pride parade, you do need to stop and ask yourself just how very much your suspension of disbelief can stretch.
Okay.
Alright, so you don't like gay things that much, so this maybe wouldn't be the book for you.
It says it's like gay Twilight. And Torchwood.
Alright, gay Twilight. I want to marry this book.
Yeah.
I would read it. I like gay things. Okay. So the next one is Torchwood Skypoint. And we have the eighth novel in the best-selling Torchwood range for
how about, what's the first one?
I don't know.
Because there's nine so far.
Skypoint is the latest high-rise addition to the ever-developing Cardiff skyline. It's the most high-tech, avant-garde apartment-built block in the city.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's where Reese Williams is hoping to find a new home for himself and Gwen. When Torchwood discover that residents have been going missing from the tower block, one of the team gets her dream assignment. Soon, Skypoint's latest newly married tenants are moving in. And Toshiko Sato. I don't know. I never hear her last name. Yeah, finally Sato. Gets to make a home with Owen Harper. Then something comes out of the wall. What?
This must be between...
She and Owen get together.
Well,
right. They kind of had by the
end of the
Well,
thing,
he's all like, I love you.
But then everybody died.
So is this...
I don't know.
This is the seventh one then, probably, because...
When the
say.
City sleeps, the dead something has sealed off Cardiff, and living corpses are stalking the street.
This is this guy's first Torchwood. Oh, okay, sorry.
Go ahead. So it's a zombie Torchwood.
Zombie Torchwood.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of books.
Unidentified space debris that keeps regenerating itself. That sounds good. I'd read
that. How about Doctor Who novels? At least those ones,
I'm really not into zombies, but this one still likes it. I want this one. I want this one, honey.
And there's Yanto on the cover.
Let's get this one. Anyway, what? Oh, I can get it in my Kindle.
You can get it.
$9.12.
There you go. Are you gonna use your Kindle?
If I had the fucking time, I would.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't have time to read books.
I don't.
Why don't you just close this?
I'm not interested. This one's from 2008, so maybe that's... Oh. Doesn't say. Some about... cargo ship and radioactive stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I just miss the series, like the Monster a Week. Monster.
Yeah. You
know. And then they did, I mean...
It was kind of nice.
Children of Earth was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked Children of Earth.
That was spooky.
I miss the series, too. I mean, it's tough, because I know that the series would have gotten lame and stale.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Well,
I think there's so much more that could have been done with it.
But it's a British series, so the way they do it is...
They stop before it's bad.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they did two series.
Mm-hmm.
First one, you know, it was there. And the second one, a bunch of people died. Like two-fifths of the main group died.
I can see a random page in this book. Torchwood, Another Life.
And then in the Children of Earth, and, you know, another third of the group died. And there's only two left when they went to Miracle Day. And then they all went American.
This is interesting. So I went to a random page in this book, and I guess you can't do that a lot, but I'm in Another Life, Torchwood. And it goes like this. Over by her desk, Toshiko flickered and faded and vanished. Owen saw this, and his head slumped against the floor in frustration. Second reality, he spat in disgust. Oh, very good, Tosh. His tired eyes looked at Yanto, who was still pressing down on his chest. Do you mind getting off, mate? You're getting me all wet here. It was weird, decided Toshiko, to see yourself interacting with other people. The whole thing was quite different to seeing yourself on video, because you got the complete picture of the surroundings as it happened. Seeing the back of her own head made her want to get her hair cut as soon as possible. And did she really have that little bounce in her gait? Why had no one mentioned it before?
So are we just going to, like, read books out loud?
Shut up! Podcast? This is interesting. Why don't you
tell me a news story? Give me news.
News? I don't know anything about the news.
What about the news?
Michelle Bachmann's crazy.
Uh-huh. Rich people are getting taxed.
Rich people want to get taxed.
I know.
The super uber rich are like, please tax us, because this is dumb that we're not getting taxed.
I can't believe that we got away with it for so long.
It's just the minorly rich people who are like, don't tax us. We're not rich. Like, I have a classmate who's really nice and everything, but she's very Republican in her economic views.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, if you tax the rich, then it'll go, next thing you know, they'll be taxing the middle class. I'm like, no, if we tax the rich, we won't have to, because we'll have money. Yeah. You know, so, plus they're already trying to tax the middle class more. So I don't understand, but I think it's because she had a well-to-do upbringing. Sure. And of course that's going to change your perspective. I know my perspective's changed because I wasn't rich when I grew up, you know? And I probably would think different things if I had had money while I was growing up.
Right, but well, the way that I see it is rich people have a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And poor people don't have a lot of money, mm-hmm. but they tax the poor people more than they tax the rich people.
They don't tax them more. The rich people pay a lot of money, but comparatively, the poor people are getting tax money when they're already, like, at the poverty line, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas rich people, like, there was a senator who was bitching. No, there was a senator who was bitching because he only had $400,000 after he fed his family. Like, he only had $400,000 left. Mm-hmm. Like, only $400,000? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the problem is that people don't like socialism in America. Like, socialism, you know, people working together for a common good.
Yeah, we're, like,
good.
Only the biggest country who doesn't have socialism.
Right. Well, I mean, we do have a lot of social systems. We have...
Sure.
We have schools, right?
Right.
School, like,
we
public
have
school
highways,
is
roadways, all that stuff is...
Public library.
Yeah.
That's socialism.
I mean, we have all that stuff.
Public transportation. Anything that says public in it is socialism.
Public radio. Fuck that.
Yeah.
They keep... I listen to public radio every day, and they're like, our listener members support us. It's only $5 a month, and every day I'm like... I really should do this.
I do listen
every single day.
And I always remember, well, I was always mad when I was a kid because I'd be watching Sesame Street and they'd put on a freaking telethon in the middle of my show.
Yeah, I know. I'd be like, what happened to Sesame Street? And now, I mean,
Where's goddamn Mr. Rogers?
I understand it, did you ever notice that the prizes for donating never really matched up to the price.
You
like,
get $50 to get a t-shirt.
Donate $75 and get this deluxe book. Like, I don't... $75 for a fucking book? I'll just go out to Walmart and buy a $4 book.
Yeah, I don't think they needed to do, like, you get, like, incentives to donate, but...
But it's nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're gonna donate, you wanna... Like, if you have money to donate, you wanna... I think the point of donating is to feel good about supporting something that you like.
I think it's partially that, and so that you can tell other people that you donate. You know, obvious philanthropism.
Oh, you tell people? So I donated to that.
Philanthropism.
You can, everyone listening, you could tell your friends you donated to the Adam and Holly Ross podcast.
We are not a non-profit organization, but we are.
We're not trying to get a profit out of it. We're just trying to eat.
So I think that's profit.
Is it?
Yeah, because we're not putting it back into the business. Nonprofits just put all their money back into their business or donate it.
Oh. Well, we have to buy equipment. We have to buy a new laptop.
We do actually have to pay hosting fees.
Yeah, there you
go.
For
our website.
So give us a buck or something. Or whatever you want to give. If you go to our website, ahapodcast.com.
If you give more than 40 some cents, we'll send you a drawing because it has to cover at least the cost of the stamp.
The cost of the stamp. Oh, yeah, there you go. Send it to ahapodcast.com.
Direct message us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or give us ahapodcast at, I think it's ahapodcast@gmail.com. We do have an email address.
Yeah, send us an email.
I probably should have mentioned that.
Ahapodcast.
Yeah, if you ever want to email at it, I checked his email all day.
Yeah, it's always happening.
Yeah,
ahapodcast@gmail. Just let us know that you're listening and that you think we're awesome or that you think we suck. If you think we suck, let us know.
Yeah, but if you think we suck and you let us know, tell us how to not suck. Because there's no sense in being like, you're horrible, meh,
bye. Why don't you talk about My Little Ponies instead?
And then we fucking will watch 5 episodes of My Little Ponies and we will talk about it. I actually want to watch the new My Little Pony.
I don't ever want to watch My Little Pony.
No, I heard the new one is actually good.
I was actually just kidding about watching My Little Pony.
I'm not at all. There's people online who watch My Little Pony.
My Little Pony's fucking awesome.
They call themselves bronies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I bet Jason Mewes would like My Little Pony.
He would love My Little Pony.
My Little Ponies, they're awesome.
We are way over on our time, so we better go.
All right. Okay, bye.